Dan, I think the first question I want to ask you is, why are high school reunions such a big deal? In the scheme of life, high school is not a very long time, yet we tend to think back to it a lot and we tend to care.
It's a critical time in our lives. These are close friendships, and in a way, we grow up together. We start high school here when we're 14 years old, just out of middle school. We are little children when we start. And by the time we graduate, 18 is very different. We have our license. We're thinking about the future. We begin to have our own identities then. So it's like you grow up together over those 4 years. And cliques and friendships can sometimes last for a long time.
A lot of people dread high school reunions, and they worry about their weight, and they worry about how old they look or how young they look and how much success they've had. Why is that so important?
You know, there's an awful lot of shame in high school, and we carry that forth. It's a regressive experience. You know, I had my high school reunion this past weekend, and I said 200 of the kids showed up. Kids, you know, 68-year-old kids, but that's the experience. It's kind of regressive. And a lot of this, Mike, and of course, is how we judge ourselves. It's this critical inner judge that we carry around, and that judge sure gets activated around reunions.
So how do you go in and enjoy the experience and you manage to turn that inner judge off?
You know, it's not about you, per se. It's not about how you look. As long as you can get that big capital I out of there and just enjoy the relationship. Now, I remember when I went to my, it had to be 20th high school reunion. It was 5 years after my accident. So nobody had seen me in a wheelchair, and all of them knew. And I was so overwhelmed with shame and fear and questions about whether I would fit in, whether I would be accepted. Wheelchair or not, it's that same regressive experience. And that was so painful that I cried before I left. But the pain was because it was all about I. How am I going to be seen? Am I going to be accepted? And as the years progressed, it's got nothing to do with an I. I want to see Billy or Jeff or Richard. Not so much Richard, but but Billy and Jeff. I want to know. I'm curious about them. There's no I, that personal pronoun. If we're lucky, Mike, it gets weaker over the years.
So it becomes about friendship and community?
Exactly. You know, if you go there wanting to be seen a certain way, you're not going to have fun. You're just not going to have fun. You're going to be fraught with anxiety and shame and critical judge. If you go there wanting to connect with the kids, you will, and you'll have much more fun.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.